You're listening to WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. This Thursday, the League of Women Voters, Knoxville, Knox County, is holding a forum for those running for Knoxville City Council. This time around, there are 13 candidates for 5 council seats. We spoke with the League's coordinator of candidate events, Susan Martin, and Kathy Greenberg, director of voter services, about the League and the forum. Kathy speaks first.
That local elections are extremely important. In fact, probably affect your life more than a presidential election. Making decisions about providing water, to organize police and fire services, establish zoning regulations, which of course we have seen very recently to be a huge issue, license professionals, and arrange elections for all citizens. So it is very important to participate, and we do have fewer people that vote during a local election than during a presidential or even elections where we have state representatives and senators to be elected. So this is it's just extremely important to help people understand just how much difference it makes as to who serves on the city council. We have seen definitely an increase in voters wanting to be informed, particularly as we work with other partner organizations, other nonpartisan groups within the Knoxville community. And that allows us to really hear from other people, perhaps in other neighborhoods, about issues that are important to them. And we see more and more people and a more diverse audience that come to the forums that we do.
Do you recognize that there is more partisanship among candidates than there used to be, especially for local offices like city council? Or do you feel like that's something that really hasn't changed over the years? Yeah, Susan.
I think you can look at the number of candidates running in this primary election, and there is a range of opinion that you wouldn't have found the last time these districts were contested. In fact, I believe they mostly were not contested. This time we have 13 candidates running. If that represents more partisanship, I don't know. It certainly represents more points of view and more voices.
Right. And more involvement.
And more involvement.
What's the setup for the forum, Kathy?
We have a number of guidelines that we follow and that our partner organizations agree to follow as well. These include that all candidates are asked the same questions, and those questions are first screened by a committee representing the different organizations that are sponsoring, and they work towards trust, respect, and fairness across candidates. So the questions are screened to be sure that they are easy for candidates to understand, but that are said in a respectful manner to candidates.
Do you have any idea what topics they will be asked about? Susan.
I don't want to prejudge what people might be interested in, but I think as a citizen of Knoxville, I've certainly seen a lot of concern recently about the availability of housing, affordable housing, development, appropriate economic development across the city, and how we go about that into the future. How do we promote economic growth in a way that's going to have a positive impact across the city? Certainly people are concerned about safety, public safety, and gun violence. So those are just a few of the issues that come to my mind as a citizen. But one of the interesting things about the reason we have the forums is so that we hear from people in the districts what the issues are of real concerns, and so the candidates can also learn.
Kathy.
We do invite all candidates within every district for city council to come, even though a voter only votes for the one that's representing their district, if their district even has a candidate in this particular race. To be an informed voter, you need to know about not only what citizens in other districts are finding to be of issue, the candidates need to know what people across Knoxville are thinking so that they can better represent everyone, because that will be their job.
Right.
Local elections are extremely important. In fact, probably affect your life more than a presidential election. Making decisions about providing water, to organize police and fire services, establish zoning regulations, which of course we have seen very recently to be a huge issue, license professionals, and arrange elections for all citizens. So it is very important to participate, and we do have fewer people that vote during a local election than during a presidential or even elections where we have state representatives and senators to be elected. So this is it's just extremely important to help people understand just how much difference it makes as to who serves on the city council.
Why do you think that is, Kathy?
I think that's because of the media, also now we have to say social media presence in talking about the major elections. And they start so early when candidates first start declaring that they're going to run. And that doesn't happen in the local elections. There's much less money spent, much less opportunity to even know where things are being held. So we really appreciate this opportunity to perhaps reach more voters to let them know how important it is. And I do want to mention, we do live stream. In fact, WATE is going to live stream this event for us, and you can find it on at their website or Facebook, and also at the League of Women Voters and at our partner organizations' websites as well.
Yeah, Susan.
Could I also mention, to dovetail on what Kathy just said, we have seen many elections in this locality decided by very, very few votes. So your vote really matters. And I think it's important that people understand the power of that individual vote in this context.
Does the League advocate for any particular issues itself, or does the organization stay pretty neutral, Kathy?
We do take positions, and they're very carefully controlled by guidelines that start at the national level, and local and state leagues must decide if they want to adopt those particular positions and then to represent them in their areas. But you cannot come out for an issue that isn't approved at the national level. You can adopt another state's position as long as it's been approved at the national level. So it's carefully controlled. But yes, we do take positions on a number of issues that are all represented on our website as well as the national website and state website.
Anything local?
We haven't gone through the process locally for any positions in the recent past, but we may be doing that as things move on.
Thank you both.
Thank you.